I definitely think that there are a lot of coaches out there who probably look at that Virginia Tech job and say, okay, that's number two for me. I definitely think that it would be, you know, a top five vacancy this offseason.
Sports Radio FNZ, Nick Wilson, Stan Norfleet, live from the 19th Annual WFNZ Street Turkeys, presented by Ram Pavement, sponsored by Telware, Audi Charlotte, at the Jack Daniels Doghouse, benefiting the Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina and Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry. We've got an update for all y'all donating out there, and if you'd like to donate along throughout today, just text Street Turkeys, all one word, to 44321. You guys continue to kill it. I mean, you guys just continue to kill it. Right now, we're at $12,160.
That's a nice pace.
Oh, man.
I believe that's a record pace. There has been a challenge issued.
Mm-hmm.
The Mac attack got us to about 10 grand, largely because of a very generous donation by, I think that was Seth Bennett, representing the Hornet CMO, dropping 5 grand off. I said, could Nick and Stan, Wilson and Norfleet, two chachas, whatever you prefer to call us. Could we get you to 20 G's?
Double chachery.
That's the name of the show. Can we get to 20 G's? Can we double it up by the time we hand things over to Kyle Bailey at 2?
So we are somewhat on pace.
Yeah.
But if you guys want to help us make that pace, and again, I said 15,000, so we're definitely on the pace for that.
You don't ask for enough money.
And text Street Turkeys. No, because once you get to 15, you ask for more. This is how it works. Text Street Turkeys to 44321. When we were coming back, though, you heard Mello Miller with his reaction to the Virginia Tech job when he was with us a month ago. And many jobs have come open. Of course, the college football playoff is upon us. And to go ahead and talk about all of it, we welcome on one of our favorite guests of the Mic'd Up podcast. He's also a college football writer for the Draft Scout, the great Mello Miller. Mello, happy Thanksgiving, my guy. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys letting me come on. Sounds like you have your hands full raising all this money today. That's amazing what you guys are doing.
I'm going to, Mello, we're doing literally nothing. Everyone else is working so hard, and they're doing such a great job. We got people standing out in the corner with signs, right? I'm talking into a microphone, but I will gladly take credit for this.
There's a dude collecting cans and turkeys over there. Saw some guy hanging out.
And by the way, lift with your legs, friend. All right? This is going to be a long day out here. Mello, I know I want to get back into the college football jobs with you, but we did have the college football playoff rankings come out yesterday. For you, what were your biggest takeaways from last night?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. I'm a big Cincinnati guy, but I didn't think that the committee would actually do it. I didn't think they would put them in the top four. We were even podcasting, you know, yesterday, Monday, talking about it, and I really thought that Michigan would get in there and that they would put them at number four. Maybe they deserve it, maybe they don't, but I also thought just with the game coming up this weekend – that they would do that as almost like a publicity thing, like, oh, look at number two Ohio State versus number four Michigan, and that would be the case. Because one of these teams has to lose, and they would eventually fall out of it. But I'm very excited that Cincinnati finally got their opportunity for all of the group of five, not just for Cincinnati, but for all of the small schools that never felt like they could make it. It's a real Cinderella moment in college football.
By humbug, let's talk about somebody that deserves to be in.
You're talking to a football supremacist here, Mello.
I prefer the term elitist, but if we're talking about the best four in college football, let's talk about the best four teams in college football. I've got my eye on Notre Dame. I said to Nick during our previous segment, Mello, Notre Dame has inched up at least one spot every week of these rankings. Is there a scenario where the Golden Domers, and everybody knows what happens when they get into the playoff, the outcome doesn't look good, but can they climb in there, in your opinion?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of people do look at these top four, and every week when it comes out, it's like, okay, these are the set four. That's who's going to get in. I think when you look at the two SEC schools, there's a very good chance that one of them falls out. And I do think they're two of the best teams in the nation right now, but eventually, Georgia and Alabama are going to play each other, and one of those teams has to lose. And I think if it's Alabama, there could be a scenario where they fall out of the top four, and a team like Notre Dame or Oklahoma State sneaks in there. And, you know, if Oklahoma State runs the table the rest of the year and they're a conference champion, that's a very good strength of schedule that they have. They've still got some very good opponents left, Oklahoma and most likely Baylor in the championship game. So that strength of schedule is going to look really good. And Notre Dame, the Golden Domers, they're going to, you know, have a very good chance. A lot of people like to pay them attention, and rightfully so. They have one loss this year, and I do think that schedule is tougher than a lot of people give them credit for, but it is setting up very nicely for a lot of these teams to still be in it with the way that Alabama and Georgia, you know, like I said, eventually one of them will probably lose and will probably get knocked out. I could see a scenario if Georgia loses where they still stay in at number four and they're probably ahead of Notre Dame, but there's still a lot of ball game left in front of these guys. So if I'm Notre Dame, if I'm Oklahoma State, I'm definitely still feeling like I'm in the running for this thing.
Mello Miller, mic'd up podcast host, also college football writer for the Draft Scout with Nick and Stan. We are reacting to last night's college football playoff selection committee rankings, but we also have rivalry week here. And of course, Mello, we've got North Carolina, NC State here in ACC country as one of the rivalry games. We've got Florida State, Florida. We've got Virginia Tech, Virginia. We've got Clemson, South Carolina, which looks interesting for the first time in about a decade. For you, which ACC rivalry week matchup gives us the best chance for an upset?
Oh, best chance for an upset? I'm going to go with that first one you mentioned, North Carolina, North Carolina State. I believe when I was looking at it, I think North Carolina State is the favorite. I have them favored by 6 points is what I found. I think that North Carolina team is still very sneaky good. I mean, let's remember where they came into the season. We all thought Sam Howell was, you know, a Heisman Trophy candidate. We thought he might be one of the top quarterbacks selected in the draft. And they've still got a lot of really good talent on that defense and on the offensive side, too. So if I'm looking for, like, one that would be a notable upset, it would be North Carolina. I still think that's a very good football team. Yeah, South Carolina and Clemson, I think that Clemson is, like, sneakily starting to kind of peak again. And they're maybe not living up to the preseason hype that they had ranked. But I do think that they're a team that is playing very well. So I don't think that Clemson's going to lose that game. I just think that they're clicking too well right now.
Any chance, Mello? It's almost like if Harbaugh was going to do it, how many times have we said this, that this would be the year to do it? But now that offense is up and running, Stroud has the guys looking good. In Ann Arbor on Saturday at noon, what are you thinking?
Man, I don't know. I think that I'm just buying in too much to what I've seen in the past. But you're right. I think we do hear every year, like, man, this could be the year because, you know, Michigan has that low number in front of them. They're ranked number five right now in the college football playoffs. This game is in Ann Arbor at the Big House. It's going to be really cold, so Michigan's going to be able to run the ball. But I'm just not doing it. I can't buy into the Jim Harbaugh hype. I've watched him lose too many of these games. Where, you know, my mom is actually from Detroit, Michigan, and her family were all like Michigan fans growing up. So even as a kid, like, I can remember watching this game with some of my uncles having it on TV and being like, "Whoa, okay, maybe Michigan's something." But over the last couple of years, it has not looked good. I don't even know. Like, this is supposedly one of the biggest rivalries in college football. It's pretty one-sided. You know, Harbaugh's 0-5, so I'm still taking Ohio State. I think they look very good, and they're another team right now that is just clicking. With C.J. Stroud, all those receivers, they're getting a lot of attention this week, but that running game is still very good. So even when I look at the weather, I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to be cold. It's going to be hard to throw the ball. Ohio State can still run it. And so I think that they're just overmatched right now. Maybe Harbaugh can play it close and buy himself another year, but I don't see it happening. I think Ohio State wins this one. And, you know, for the bettors out there, I'm taking Ohio State to cover at 8 points. I don't think this game is going to be close.
Mello, looking to the college coaching market here, we've seen Florida open up, a couple other jobs open up, TCU since you've last joined us here, but there's a big fish that didn't go. James Franklin getting a 10-year extension at Penn State that was announced last night. Did James Franklin make the right call staying at Penn State?
I think he probably did. I mean, if he's staying there, he's got to like it there. And he could have probably went on to a Florida, LSU, or USC and gotten pretty good money there. But the 10 years, I don't know if you're getting that from one of those programs. You know, you might get, I think he's getting around $7.5 million, which is a nice payday. You can't be upset with that. But I don't know that he's getting it over 10 years. So I think he probably made the right move. And when you look at some of those other programs, USC was the big rumor that he was going to go there. I think Penn State is in a better situation than what USC is. So I can't fault him for staying there, trying to build on what he already has. It is going to be tough competing against schools like Michigan and Ohio State every single year. So the path to the college football playoff and a national championship might have been easier out in California at USC, but I can't fault him for staying there, staying home, and doing what he loves in Penn State.
I think about the job in Florida. Who's their guy? What are they doing here? They've had some prickly personalities around there the last couple hires, and I just think even though both of those guys, McElwain and now Mullen, have had good moments, the sustainability at a program that has been as vibrant as Florida has, where do you go here if they ask you, Miller?
If they ask me, I really like Billy Napier, the coach at Louisiana. He's got a very good football team right there. And I don't know if you guys are into flight trackers, but that's what we do in the college football world, where people are already flight tracking. Like, oh, there was a flight from Gainesville over to Louisiana. So I don't know if that's what they'll do. But I do think that it's interesting because at LSU, that head coach opening, they're going to be looking for a guy, Billy Napier, right there in state. Might be somebody that they're looking at. You know, Mel Tucker was another name that we were hearing would go to LSU. And it sounds like he's probably going to get a big contract at Michigan State as well. So you can probably take his name off the list. But I think that one name that's really coming around is a small school guy like Billy Napier, who, I mean, has spent time under Nick Saban. So he's a small school guy, but he's been at the big programs too. He's my coaching favorite right now. Him, Luke Fickell, obviously very good. I'm really liking what I see out of his Cincinnati program, but I won't talk too much about them. I know Stan's probably tired of it, but I do think Billy Napier is going to be a name. And anytime you get two teams like this in conference, I think LSU and Florida are kind of quietly competing to see which one can get this guy.
All right, Mello, we have went this whole time without talking about Thanksgiving food. I know you like to eat. I like to eat. I know you know how to build a good contender. Not like me, friend. I know you know how to build a good college football contender. I'm curious. Build me the perfect first plate on Thanksgiving. What goes on there? What doesn't?
Yeah, I might be in the minority here, but I think that turkey might be like the last thing that goes on my plate. It's the last thing. I'm going all sides. It's the mashed potatoes, it's the mac and cheese, the stuffing, and everything gets covered in gravy. That's the trick in the Miller household.
Everything Mello Miller, gravy. You are the group of five friend or family member that shows up. You have no business being in the playoff at the Northfleet table.
There's a lot of what he said that I agree. I just build my plate around Thanksgiving, but it is the side game has to be on Fleet.
Let me guess, Mello, you're the guy that the pass opens up for the run. You got to put the turkey on there first. What are you doing?
You're the Joe Brady of Thanksgiving plates?
Hey, I'll take that. That sounds like a compliment. So, yeah, turkey's good. And I'm a turkey over ham guy, but I do think that, like, turkey's just okay. I'm going to eat it. It's going to be on the plate. But my focus is on the stuffing, the mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, all that good stuff.
First and 10. Let's just go empty and throw the ball everywhere for him.
Follow this man on Twitter, at Mello. He is Mello Miller, mic'd up podcast host, and writer for the Draft Scout. Mello, you're great as always, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the Miller family.
Appreciate you, fellas. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, yeah. Holler at your boys when you're on that second plate,
the
real
plate.
I don't know what that bleep is.
You're just coming against this week, man. You're just firing away at these guys.
That was a BS take. He deserves to get called out.
I think there's some validity. Look, he hung up. He hung up on you. This is Street Turkeys, and look what you're doing to the country and to the station. Great stuff with Mello Miller, guys. We're going to have more updates for you throughout the hour. Please, itty-bitty-fitty, turn that bleep off. But not only do we have to get into the good, the bad of just Charlotte sports, we got to get thankful next on Sports Radio FNZ. Sports Radio FNZ, Nick Wilson, Stan Norfleet, live from the 19th annual WFNZ Street Turkeys, presented by Ram Pavement at the Jack Daniels Doghouse, benefiting the Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina and Loaves and Fishes Food Pantry. And, you know, we've been giving you guys some updates throughout the hours. We've already gone past the $12,000 donation amount. If you guys wanted if you guys were in a position, I should say, to be able to help out, you can text Street Turkeys, all one word, to 44321. It is a beautiful day out here. We got so many volunteers. I saw Willie P. out there holding the sign. The man knows how to spin a sign. I've said that for a minute now. I do have to call you out, though, Fleet.
What do you want?
I'm trying to get thankful on this show. All right? This is a holiday.
Oh, we go.
That gets me a little sentimental.
As it should.
It's a holiday about family, about football too, but about family. Mm-hmm. It's about sharing. It's about reminiscing about the good and the bad and what you're thankful for,
mm-hmm.
and maybe shedding some of the things that you're not thankful for.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave Mello Miller, our guest, an opportunity to share his heart and his stomach with us by asking him to build his number one Thanksgiving plate. What is it? Build the contender. Build the top four team.
His resume?
And you bleeped all over
it. No, he bleeped all over himself with that trash take.
What,
who gets the first plate at Thanksgiving all sides?
No, that's not what he said.
That is what he said.
He said turkey goes on last.
No, he said turkey goes on last, as in after my sides, as in the second plate. He said, I quote, first plate, all sides.
I don't think that's exactly how I read it. I heard that he positions every other thing, the sides, and then decides where the turkey goes from there. Now, that's the opposite of how I build it.
If that's what he said.
His plate, his choice.
Then I
Is that not right?
God, I'm just so thankful to have a job for the next 2 hours, 2.5 hours. So, listen. I'm not mad. We'll get Colin to be the tiebreaker. Colin, did you hear Mello Miller? Did he say he puts turkey on the second plate and the first plate was all sides? Or did he say he adds turkey to the first plate, he just adds it last?
I heard the first one, too.
Okay, all right, then I will.
So that's a trash take. If you're all sides guy or lady
at
Thanksgiving, you are a Group of Five supporter and you are excluded from the college football playoffs.
Let's be honest. I'm going to put some respect on turkey, all right? I respect you, turkey. But Thanksgiving is a side holiday.
I'm sorry, what?
It is the Super Bowl of sides.
Oh, stop
it's this. It's the Super Bowl of sides for holidays.
No,
yes.
No,
yes, it is.
No, stop this.
You got mac and cheese.
What are we doing
you
here?
You got mashed potatoes. You're throwing me off because I'm trying to think of all the things that you have here.
You've never seen.
Stuffing, dressing.
You've never seen a single picture of Native American brothers and our European brothers hanging out.
I have never seen a single picture of them together hanging out from the original Thanksgiving. You are correct. I've seen a couple sketches.
You know what you didn't see? Sweet potato or green bean casserole. Guess what you did see? A bleeping bird that had been roasted, char grilled, fried, however they wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So for you to just act like it's about sides, in what world do you live in?
And society has advanced.
Sides are amazing.
Medical technology has advanced.
What does that have to do with the pilgrims?
I'm not going
to
dress up like a freaking pilgrim tomorrow and be like, all right, guys, let's live like the pilgrims did. No, I'm going to live the way you should in 2021.
Do you really think on Plymouth Rock right now they say, hey, pull up, we got great sides?
I think if a pilgrim came today, he'd be, oh, where's the turkey? And then he'd be like, bam, here's some stuffing. Bam, here's some real deal mac and cheese. And he'd say, bleep that bird. That's what Samuel Jebediah Bird would say. The man who invented the turkey.
All right, you know
who
what?
Named the turkey would say, bleep that bird if he showed up today.
We're going to put this to bed. This is the 19th annual, not street sides, not street beverages. This is the 19th bleeping annual Street Turkeys, and that's plural, event. And by the way, if you want to donate, if you can't make your way down here, make sure you text Street Turkeys, plural, to 44321. This conversation is over.
Yeah,
and about going to you on behalf of birds all over the country.
Text Street Turkeys to 44321 while you nibble on all the sides that you're making for tomorrow's big day.
Sides have their place, just like Cincinnati.
Are you saying sides don't matter?
Just like Group of Five. They matter. They just matter in a particular space and order. This is the proper way to construct a plate. You always go turkey or whatever protein you're using. Maybe it's a ham. Sometimes people might have the Cornish hen. However you're going to get it.
If you have Cornish hens, if you prioritize that over a good side, let me know so I can come over to your house and smack you. So open palm,
you resort
smack
to
in the face.
You resort to violence on a holiday that's about giving thanks.
Okay, but if we get to the root of Thanksgiving, there was some violence on Thanksgiving as well.
See, don't bring history into this.
You started with history.
I just did this to mess with you.
All right. Listen, we want to know, is Thanksgiving a side holiday? Or is it about the bird?
I was gonna say hashtag something.
Yeah, don't do that. We're clinging to our jobs here.
This is about entree.
But this started with a conversation.
Yes. Go ahead.
About being thankful, and for the second straight year.
Yep.
I want to open up. We can open up the phone lines. We can open up the text line 704-570-9610, because I want to know what Queen City Sports' most thankful list holds this year, because there is something that if we had this conversation 3 weeks ago would not have been atop this list, but I think it has to be today. And it starts with this play that we heard. That doesn't start with, but it includes this play that we heard on Sunday from the Carolina Panthers.
Thanks to Abdullah. Here comes Newton to the left side, 20 to the 15, Newton to the 10. Oh no, don't score a touchdown. He houses it left side.
That's amazing.
It didn't even look like he was sprinting.
No.
It just plodding along. Now he's going to midfield, sets the ball down, and does his Superman.
So that sound courtesy of Panthers Radio Network, one of Cam's three touchdowns from Sunday here, the big rushing touchdown. When we start to build, we cannot agree on building our Thanksgiving plate, but when we start to build Queen City Sports' most thankful list, it starts with the return of Cam Newton. I don't want to say he saved the season, because there's still football to be played to determine that, but when he came into this town for the second time, was at a crucial time in terms of the apathy. That week heading into, before you signed Cam, was the most apathetic I've seen this fan base about this team since I've been down here. It was a crucial moment for what he's done.
Cam is definitely high up on the list, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but Cam is not number one for me.
Mm.
Hard to say this.
Is Cam turkey or is he a side?
Cam's definitely a turkey guy. Well, no, he's finicky about what he eats.
No, I'm asking, is he turkey or is he a side dish?
He's probably turkey, but he's finicky, so he may not want to be associated with turkey. He may have some, what do you call it, vegan something or other. I don't know. He eats like flavored toast or something. I don't know. He eats crazy stuff. Have you seen the brother's body on the gram? It clearly takes care of itself. So he's not eating what you and I eat.
So right, you're
most thankful for Charlotte sports. The start of this Hornets campaign, I was concerned about if they were going to take care of my guy, who will join us, by the way, James Borrego, head coach of the Hornets. They are in Orlando. That interview coming up with Wilson and Northfleet Nickerson at noon. I'm glad James Borrego and Terry Rozier got their contracts, because both guys deserve to get paid.
Yeah, I'd be more grateful for Terry's contract if he hit me up with that $20 that he owes me. But I think I think the Hornets, when we start to build, and again, if you guys are just joining us, we're arguing over turkey or sides. That's the most important
thing. Which one is the priority?
But,
we like them both.
But additionally, we're talking about the Queen City Sports' most thankful list. Cam Newton is atop that list for me. And I'll say this. LaMelo Ball. If you talk about two guys who have impacted the way people think and feel about the brands that they are associated with, Cam Newton elevated the brand of the Carolina Panthers 11 years ago when he was selected. I think he's elevated the brand again to being interesting in the midst of what could still be a lost season. LaMelo Ball, I saw somebody tweeted this. I can't remember if it was Bring Back the Buzz. LaMelo Ball to me, and to them actually in their words, has been the guy that they've been waiting for to be drafted by the Charlotte Hornets.
Mm.
You've had good play. Kemba was a great player. Gerald Wallace as a Bobcat had
he's
a great run, right? LaMelo's different.
Yeah, he has superstar potential.
And so it's wild to me that I think if we asked, in the grand scheme of things, what athletes are you most thankful for over time in Charlotte, Cam would be on top of that list. And now we can say that again. and now LaMelo Ball and his future. I'm thankful for the promise of LaMelo's future. Maybe that's the better way to put it.
I'm going to come over here to the Panthers now. I'm thankful for Hassan Reddick. If this team didn't have the hellacious pass rush that they provide week in and week out, by and large, somebody opposite of Brian Burns that can consistently get after the passer, I don't know that this would be one of the top five, in some metrics, top two defenses in the league. Hassan Reddick has been a godsend, and he's going to get his money at some point, whether it's this year or in the offseason, during the season or in the offseason, he's going to get paid, and the brother deserves it. So there's my group of five love to the Temple alum.
704-570-9610. What makes your Queen City Sports most thankful list for this year? I've talked Cam. I've talked LaMelo. Stan's got
Hassan Reddick. And Hassan Reddick.
James Borrego. Terry Rozier. And those last two guys getting paid. The first guy who will be getting paid here. Itty Bitty Fitty. You've only been on the show 2 months, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to get in here as well, as you are a native to these lands. What is atop your Queen City Sports most thankful list?
Well, if you're thankful for Cam Newton, you got to be thankful for Jimmy Clausen, because if there's no Jimmy Clausen, you don't have Cam Newton. And it's been a lot of fun having Cam back in the city.
Wait. I just want to test this theory. What? Does that mean I have to be thankful for Sam Darnold? Because I will hit you with the hardest bigoma you've ever been hit.
Yes.
If you tell me I got to be thankful for Sam Darnold because his failure meant Cam 2.0 was possible.
Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker, all those guys. Teddy Bridgewater. You don't have Cam Newton back without any of those guys. We need to be thankful for them today.
Man, I don't. I might be able to talk myself into Jimmy Clausen, but I'm still so steamed about the Sam Darnold, the fallout from the Sam Darnold thing. I don't know. I don't know that I can be thankful for the Hall of Slappies that opened up and allowed us to get Cam Newton back in town.
Yeah, I refuse to be thankful for Jimmy Clausen. I'm just not going there. But you did make me think of something. I got to give a man his credit, and I don't know. Matt Rhule / Scott Fitterer, that is a more talented roster than what the Panthers had a year ago. So technically, Scott Fitterer is the GM. We know that the decision-making power lies mostly with Matt Rhule, but that's a good roster over there. It has holes. But that's a really, really good roster.
We are asking you guys, what is atop the Queen City Sports most thankful list? And, you know, we've been talking all day out here at Street Turkeys. There's still time to donate. Text Street Turkeys, all one word, to 44321. But we also wanted to share another message from one of our sponsors here on today's event, Tellware.
Hey guys, Nick Wilson, Stan Norfleet here, and we are talking with Jessica Paxton of Tellware. Jessica, why is Tellware supporting Street Turkeys?
Well, Tellware's been in the Charlotte community since 1984, and as a member of the Charlotte community, we simply want to give back.
Jessica, this is your first year sponsoring Street Turkeys. For those that may not be as familiar with your brand, what is it that you guys do?
Tellware can help provide communications needs for every part of your business. Whether that's voice, video, chat, or even your internet connectivity.
So, Jessica, who did you bring with you today?
Who are these people? I just see people. There's a
team.
Well,
we definitely brought a lot of the Tellware team members. We brought some of our support technicians that help our customers whenever they need help with their issues. We brought some marketing. We brought sales. We brought a little bit of everyone here today.
It's great. We love to see it. Thank you for partnering with us, and thanks again, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you so much, and we're looking forward to next year.
Jessica was so nice. They are dropping off a really great donation as well. They've been a fantastic partner. So, again, thank you to Tellware. And, again, we've got so much to get into throughout today's Street Turkeys event. But coming up next, it is time for Radio Tinder. Give us a name, a topic, an idea, a statement. We'll swipe left. If we don't like it, we'll swipe right. If we do, Sports Radio, FNZ. Wilson, Stan Norfleet. It is the 19th annual WFNZ Street Turkeys presented by Ram Pavement, sponsored by Piedmont Natural Gas, Telware, Audi Charlotte at the Jack Daniels Doghouse, benefiting the Second Harvest Food Bank of Metrolina, and Loaves Fishes Food Pantry. Stan, I got to say, before we get into Radio Tinder here, because we just had a kind of caravan, a couple trucks pull up here, including a Dodge Ram, because Ram drive, you know, we're good people.
I've never
our
heard of
listeners,
drop.
Yeah, I didn't say that right, but our listeners yep. blow me away at this event every year. All right, I'm a relatively cynical man. All
you
right,
don't say.
I'm saying relatively to be kind to myself and be thankful for myself here.
Mm-hmm.
But we just had a listener pull up in a Dodge Ram with a truck full of supplies and food. And a truck pulled up right behind them. And again, it was just somebody's truck. This happens every single year, guys. So kudos to you. Kudos to you for what you guys have done. And again, if you can't make it out today, no worries here. You can text Street Turkeys, all one word, to 44321. At last update, we were over the $12,000 mark. You guys are killing it, and we are so thankful to have the listener group and the partners that have made this possible. It really just warms my cold, cynical heart to see our listeners do stuff like that. And do it without dropping his name so we can get on air. That's really cool.
But I do have the group he's with. He's part of the Williams Walk group.
Oh, that's awesome.
They're going. So he's just head of the group. The rest of the group will be pulling in the 12 o'clock hour. But I concur and certainly it's co-signed to everything you just said right there. In this sports talk game, things can be cynical. People can be mean. Things get emotional.
And that's just this show.
You bring social media into this. You can be a person.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I can be a person. That is a factually correct
statement. I wanted
to say
something else, but this is the good part. These are the good moments about sports talk radio and being a part of the industry, especially in a market that I've called home most of my life. So this is cool. Yeah.
We'll keep these updates flying, guys, as we are out here on the corner of Minton Moorhead. But let's go ahead and get right into Radio Tinder. And you can pitch in 704-570-9610. Mm. Send in your Radio Tinders for this week. We'll swipe left if we don't like it. We'll swipe right if we do. I'll start with one from college football. South Carolina beats Clemson this weekend. Swipe left or swipe right?
Swipe right on that.
Wait, did you say swipe right?
No, swipe left. Sorry. False alarm. I had to think about which one was the little guy. Sorry. Little guy? No.
If this was 2 weeks ago, I might be more inclined to take South Carolina. The way they've played, in spite of a new coach, three quarterbacks, one who delivers pizza for Domino's on the side.
Quit calling that man a pizza.
All the injuries they've had, I might have been more inclined. The problem is what Clemson just did to Wake Forest. Clemson took the best team in the ACC and took them out to the woodshed. I think there's a chance South Carolina still loses by two touchdowns in this game.
Here's what I want you to remember. Look who they did that without. Landon Sanders, Brazee. Who else was out? No Justin Ross. They were missing another receiver. Ngata was out. Like, look at all the dudes that Clemson didn't have, the starters, and they were able to do that.
All right, guys, this is Radio Tinder. We have so much to get into here, but from the text line, 336 number saying Black Friday shopping. If we're talking about going out with Black Friday
going
shopping,
to the store.
Slip left. No interest in that bleep. Oh, my God. It's the worst of humanity. This out here, street turkeys, this is some of the best in humanity. You go out there the day after Thanksgiving or literally the minute after Thanksgiving at midnight,
yeah.
And you see the way people act to save $20 on a toaster. Like, people going knuckles to knuckles. Right? Chin to chin over boots? Oh, by goma to Black Friday shopping.
Swipe left for me. That's just not a space that I really rock in. However, if I know somebody that's going out there, like Jaden's mom, it's a tradition for some people's family. Jaden's mom, her brother, the immediate fam, it's a thing. They stay up all night. They stay out all night. and they just go around and find deals. That's cool if you're doing it for like a family concept. But there's no need to get violent to get the next LED TV or whatever. Like, it's not that deep, bro. It's going to be there next week.
All right, guys. As we continue on here on Radio Tinder, from the text line, Hassan Reddick is a more important re-sign than Brian Burns. That's really, really tough. I'm going to go. I'll swipe left on this, but I think it's a real conversation. You can pay both. They should pay both because of the timing of the contracts. But Hassan has been a much more complete and much more consistent player than Brian has been.
He's also been healthier.
That helps. That's really tough.
I'm going to say Burns is more important. Swipe right. And I'll tell you why. Organizationally, you have to take care of your draft picks. You got to take care of your own, because when you don't, it sends a terrible message to the organization, especially when a guy balls like Burns does.
I mean, is Matt Rhule going to take care of his Temple guys? That's what really matters. Have you played at Temple or Baylor, and can I get you paid? Mm-hmm. All right, that's just being very cynical. That's not in the spirit of Street Turkeys. From the text line, 704 number, people that go for ham instead of turkey on Thanksgiving, I will swipe right as well. If ham's also going to be on the table,
yeah,
I'm good. But ham over turkey, I'm sorry. That's just, there's one time you have to suck it up, Buttercup, and get your turkey on, and that's Thanksgiving. Any other day, any other holiday, fine.
By the way, I did see Mama Fleet has the ham thawing out, ready to roll. Things could get interesting around the crib later.
Are you going to have to hit Mama Fleet with a Bigoma?
No. Because Mama Feet prepares ham because my nephews love her ham, so she does a thing for the nephews. It's not even for me. If me and my brother try and get some ham first, she gets a fit. It's strictly for them. My brother, however, I saw that he has all the things ready to go for the fried turkey. So I will be going turkey first, but I will tell my nephews if they want to breathe another day on the earth, slide Uncle Fleet some ham on the backside.
All right. So we're going to continue on with this on Radio Tinder here. Let's see. All right, so there's this thing floating around in Utah, apparently, and I'm sorry to our Mormon faithful here. I'm going to have to call some names.
Oh, here we go, God. Let me please keep my job.
It's called cranberry in pickle pie. It's the ugliest thing I've ever seen in my life. So cranberry in pickle pie, left or right, Fleet?
I don't know that we've done this in the history of Radio Tinder on the Wilson and Norfleet show. Swipe a double right on that bleep. What is that?
It's left.
Oh, yeah, swipe left. I don't know why I keep going right.
Are you feeling okay?
No, it's because I'm teasing you about the parking thingy, right and right.
You can't get it right. With that, swipe triple left. But at what point of depravity do you get to?
Pickles on cranberry pie.
There's no part of that statement that makes me feel okay. Utah, what are we doing?
What?
Guys, rest of the country is laxed on the whole monogamous thing. We're giving you guys some like leeway here, and your thing is, cool, now we're going to get plural married, and we're going to eat some disgusting bleep. Utah, enjoy your vast, it's a beautiful landscape. Enjoy the beautiful terrain and the plural marriage. Knock it off with this bad food takes.
Utah has issues from a culinary standpoint because they also poisoned our Michael Jordan. I haven't forgiven him for that. I haven't forgotten about that. So you can't make pizza correctly, and you got this terrible concoction of a pie.
Let's hear him out on that one, on the food poisoning for Michael Jordan. I mean, it led to a great moment in NBA history. I'm just saying.
I'm sure Michael would like to not have felt like that.
From the text line, he also probably should have been out drinking and smoking and partying all night and gambling.
Just not that night.
828 number. Detroit Lions always playing on Thanksgiving. Swipe. Left.
What did I tell you during this morning? I said, listen, people are going to be asking, why does Detroit always have to be on? And they're terrible. At this point, it's just a tradition we have to keep up.
Yeah, no,
it's terrible and they should just remain on.
Why do we feel the need to bring back awful traditions?
Because they're traditions.
Isn't at some point as a society, if we advance and like, you know what? We've lived this god-awful tradition for long enough. Let's go ahead and put something watchable on Thursday.
Who should Detroit be replaced by?
Literally anybody.
No. You could get Jacksonville.
Okay. Anybody not named Jacksonville or the New York Jets.
You could get the New York Jets.
All right? I'd rather watch Daniel Jones slap bleep on Thanksgiving. I'd rather watch him sling it around this Thanksgiving than I would. Who is it Tim Boyle? Is it... It's Tim Boyle. I got to watch Tim friggin' Boyle, an old kneecap biter.
Oh, let's do this. Dave Tepper. Dave Tepper should find a way to influence the committee to allow the Carolina Panthers to annually be the Thanksgiving Day game before Dallas.
Swipe right.
Swipe right on that. I think that's an opportunity.
Come on, Tepper.
Big tip.
Get Goodell on Bezos, too, out there, no shirts, just a couple of bros broing.
Just man nips galore.
Eating Thanksgiving sides before turkey. You just do that life. You get us that Thanksgiving football. That is Radio Tinder, James Borrego, Hornets head coach. He will be joining us next, hopefully on time on Sports Radio FNC.